From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Korean Peninsula is a tinderbox that needs an injection of diplomacy. That's how New Mexico's governor described the situation following his trip to North Korea. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the State Department has not reached out to the governor to hear his advice.
International troubleshooter Bill Richardson says the North Koreans seem to be more pragmatic, offering to allow back international nuclear inspectors and set up a hotline with the South.
The good thing is they said, we are ready to re-enter the six-party talks. We are ready to talk about all these issues that you're talking about. I said, well, then start behaving better. Stop shooting people. Stop sinking ships. Start talking, negotiating, and being peaceful in your intentions.
Governor Richardson tells NPR's Morning Edition that he thinks North Koreans understand that they have gone, as he put it, too far into the precipice. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. would welcome more pragmatism from Pyongyang, but more often get only belligerence. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
In Rome, authorities say twin package bomb explosions at embassies there appear to have been a coordinated attack and are increasing fears of possible terrorist actions ahead of the holidays. Officials say the bomb sent to the Swiss and Chilean embassies wounded two people, one at each location. An Italian anarchist group is claiming responsibility for the bombings. While officials with the Transportation Security Administration are saying they have no information on any specific or imminent threat, they say they will be taking a closer look at insulated beverage containers that passengers flying within or into the U.S. may bring to the airport. In a notice out today, the TSA says that airline passengers may notice increased security measures relating to insulated beverage containers. Liquids are banned at checkpoints, but passengers are permitted to have containers in carry-on or checked baggage. Toyota has agreed to pay $10 million to settle a lawsuit brought by family members of a California state trooper who died with other relatives when the Lexus he was driving accelerated out of control. NPR's Anna Jaffrey reports the case helped spark the safety recall of more than 6.5 million Toyotas.
The Lexus was a loaner car from a San Diego dealership. In August of 2009, California Highway Patrol officer Mark Saylor was driving it while on a family outing with his wife, their 13-year-old daughter, and his brother-in-law. In a 911 call, Saylor's brother-in-law told the dispatcher that the car's accelerator was stuck and the brakes didn't work. The Lexus was going 120 miles per hour when it hit another vehicle, flew through the air, and burst into flames. Investigators said the accelerator had been stuck on a floor mat designed for a larger vehicle. Other causes could not be explored due to catastrophic damage to the car. Another customer also said that he borrowed the same car and complained to the dealership that the accelerator got stuck. The plaintiff's attorney said they are also suing the dealership and will be seeking more than the $10 million in the Toyota settlement. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Mix closed on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 14, the Nasdaq down 5 points today. This is NPR. President Obama and Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev held a phone conversation today to discuss the Senate ratification of a new nuclear arms agreement between the two countries. The White House says the two agreed to continue cooperating on a range of critical issues. The president had made the agreement with Russia on limiting nuclear warheads and putting in place verification procedures, a top foreign policy initiative. Mr. Obama spoke to the Russian president from Hawaii, where he is vacationing with the first family. A national Catholic organization is expressing support for St. Joseph's Hospital, the Phoenix hospital that was stripped of its Catholic affiliation by church leaders. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports.
The nonprofit group called Catholics United says Phoenix Bishop Thomas Olmsted's decision to withdraw its endorsement of the hospital was unfortunate and have asked him to review the facts of the case and reverse his decision. Doctors performed what Catholic leaders considered an abortion of an 11-week-old fetus to save the life of the mother in 2009. Olmsted called the procedure a direct abortion, but other Catholic leaders say that St. Joseph's did not violate church teachings. Catholics United has started a nationwide effort to garner more support for St. Joseph's, which was founded in 1892 by the Sisters of Mercy to treat tuberculosis patients in the Western Territory, 20 years before Arizona became a state. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
Producers of the problem-plagued Broadway show Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark have been given the go-ahead to resume performances. That's after producers of the musical agreed to new safety precautions to prevent another accident like the 30-foot fall that left a stuntman seriously injured. The mishap drew the attention of the Department of Labor after a stunt double plunged into a stage pin even though he was wearing a safety harness. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.